The Olympic Games, I'll start again. The Olympic Games, Mexico, 1968. The marathon is the final event on the program. The Olympic Stadium is packed, and there is excitement as the first athlete, an Ethiopian runner, enters the stadium. The crowd erupts as he crosses the finish line. Way back in the field is another runner, John Stephen Akwari of Tanzania. He has been eclipsed by the other runners. After 30 kilometers, his head is throbbing, his muscles are aching, and he falls to the ground. He has serious leg injuries, and officials want him to retire, but he refuses. With his knee bandaged, Akwari picks himself up and hobbles the remaining 12 kilometers to the finish line. An hour after the winner has entered and finished, Akwari enters the stadium. All but a few thousand of the crowd have gone home. Akwari moves around the track at a painstakingly slow pace until finally he collapses over the finish line. It is one of the most heroic efforts of Olympic history. Afterward, he is asked by a reporter why he had not dropped out. Akwari says, "My country did not send me to start the race. They sent me to finish." That is a man who is living in integrity and who is living in integrity with his principles and with his values. And so Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, says, "The desire that you have to be something, to do something, is a mental echo in your mind of the spirit which already exists within you. It is the spirit in you seeking an avenue of expression through you." And so his desire to be a runner, to run, to be an athlete, to go to the Olympics, to finish that race, were all that presence in spirit seeking to express through him. And they were all his own spirit seeking to express through him as that race and as the completion of that race, just like our desires for expression. Our desires to express who we are, our desires to express our own unique gifts and talents and personalities is spirit seeking to express through us, and is our own spirit seeking to bring the divine into this world as beauty or power or grace or magnificence or whatever it is that you sharing those unique gifts and talents is bringing into the world. And not only is that call of spirit within us to bring those unique gifts and talents, but that thing that is calling within us to live by our principles, to live by our values, is also spirit calling to our hearts and our souls. It is spirit calling to our hearts and our souls and our own spirit seeking to live in alignment, our soul seeking to live in alignment with spirit. Our desire to live by those values and those most deeply held principles. And so I'm talking today about living in alignment with our values, with our principles, with our most deeply held ideals. Because when we are aware of what those values are, and then we keep them at the forefront of our mind, and then we live by them, then we are living authentically. Then we are living a life where we are being true to ourselves and true to our spirit. And as we do that, living by those values, then we create a space for our spirit to come into the world and to express itself as our own wholeness. And so when I looked up the word values this week, what it says is values are things that are important to us. Values are essential and lasting beliefs about what we hold to be good and desirable and important and valuable. And so I'm talking today about you living by your most deeply held values, not by somebody else's values, not by society's values, not what some outer authority tells you you should be doing. I'm talking about living in accordance with your own values, with what you deem to be important and to be good, those beliefs that you hold at the core of your very beingness. I'm talking about living in integrity with your spirit, with your self with a capital S. And so Braden, Nathaniel Braden, in his book, The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, says, integrity is the integration of ideals, convictions, standards, beliefs, and behavior. When our behavior is congruent with our professed values, when ideals and practices match up, we have integrity. So it's about our actions being in alignment with what it is that we hold to be valuable and important. And when we are living like that, when our actions are in alignment, then we are in alignment with our spirit. And so then, as spiritual beings, we have a need to live in alignment with our values. We have a need to live our spirituality. We have a need to live authentically and to be true to who we are, because that's how our spirit comes into the world. And so for me, one of those values that I hold that is very important to me, one of those principles, is to live authentically. And so what happens when we are clear about what the values are, they become a lantern unto our feet. They become a lantern that guides our choices and our actions and what we say and what we do and how we behave. That lantern is the thing that allows us to be true to ourselves and to live as our authentic self in this world. And when we are clear about those values and we hold them at the forefront of our consciousness, they then prioritize what it is that we do. They line everything up so that the things that are the values are the things that take precedence, and they are the things that happen. And so, for example, if authenticity is one of my core values, what that means then is when I am in a group of people, I am going to be me rather than try to fit in. If authenticity is one of my values, I am going to, when a friend that I know, someone that I know says to me, "Hi, how are you doing?" I'm going to actually share with them what is real for me. You know, I'm having a really hard day today, as opposed to just saying, "I'm fine." And so if you hold kindness as one of your core values, when someone is rude, say at work, you're going to be kind in response instead of telling them off. Or if I hold integrity as one of my values, what's going to happen is I'm going to follow through in what I say that I'm going to do instead of laying on the couch and watching TV, which might be what I want to do. But the values that I'm aware of prioritize how it is that I act in the world. And so the title of my talk today is Your Exchange Rate. Because what that means is your exchange with the world, your energetic exchange with other people and how you behave with them, you decide the value of that exchange rate by how much you are living in alignment with your values. If you are not living in alignment with your values, that exchange rate is low. If you are living in alignment and acting out of those values, it raises your exchange rate in what happens in your interactions with the world and with other people. You determine the value by the degree that you are in alignment with those. And so Ruben Gonzalez was a leading racquetball player. In his first ever professional tournament, Gonzalez reached the final. He held match point in the fifth and final game when he made a terrific kill shot in the front corner to win the tournament. The ball was called good, and all were ready to congratulate the new champion when Gonzalez turned around and declared that his shot had hit the floor before it reached the wall. He lost his serve, and his opponent went on to win the match and the tournament. The next issue of National Racquetball Magazine featured Gonzalez on its cover. Everyone wanted to know why Gonzalez did it. Why would a professional sportsman disqualify himself after he had just been declared the winner of match point? Gonzalez's reply was simple. It was the only thing I could do to maintain my integrity. Because honesty and integrity held a higher value for him than winning. because integrity was being in alignment with his inner being and with his soul. That is how we live a life where we end up feeling happy and satisfied and fulfilled when we are in alignment like that. The problem is sometimes, though, is we aren't clear about what our values are. We haven't taken the time to clarify them and to really understand what they are. And then there are other times when we know what our values are, but we've simply kind of forgotten them conveniently. And they get pushed to the back of the junk drawer like those paper clips and little pieces of paper that you kind of forget are even in that drawer. And a third thing happens sometimes too is those values get pushed to the back because something becomes larger in our consciousness, in our thinking. And oftentimes that is fear. Fear of not fitting in, fear of not belonging, fear of not being good enough, fear for our well-being, our perceived physical well-being, fear about the chaos that is going on in the world or how things are unjust or unfair. And when that becomes bigger in our mind than our values, when we are in fear about those kinds of things, what happens is we then respond or react with unkindness. We respond with anger or with poisonous words or with things that are not in alignment with our values. But it's always coming out of fear of some sort. And that fear is usually, I would say, always based in our belief in separation somehow. That we are somehow separate from our good, separate from our wholeness, separate from our power, somehow separate. And then we are entirely coming from ego. We have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten whose we are. We have forgotten that we live in that infinite presence and that it is always right where we are. That it is the maintainer and sustainer of our life. We have forgotten that God is always right where we are. We have forgotten, and for some reason, we are thinking we have to go it alone. That's when we get out of alignment with our values. And you know what? The truth is, you are never alone. The truth is, you are always in that infinite presence of wisdom and of love and of good and of power and of wholeness. It is within you as the very essence of who you are. You cannot be separate from it. We forget that we are living the life of spirit and that it is in us and all around us. And so then what we need to do, what we are being called to do, is to stop and remember. To stop and remember that the beloved is right here, surrounding us, enveloping us, filling us, leading us, guiding us, being the thing that we need in this world. We need to stop and remember that the order and the harmony of the universe expresses through us as we are in alignment with our spirit. We are called to remember that good is here, that order and harmony are right here where I stand, that God is right here in this moment, and that it is seeking to express through us. It is in that turning within that then we are able to easily come from higher ground. It is then that we act from our spirit and act from our values. And so one of the interesting things is we get to the same point either way. We can be recognizing that we are immersed in spirit by doing our spiritual practice on a regular basis, and then we automatically act out of our highest values, out of those deeply, deeply held values of our soul. Or we can be absolutely committed to living a life in alignment with our values, and then we become aware of that presence and it expresses through us either way. Either thing takes us to the same place. And so science of mind, which is the philosophy that we are in, does not give us a set of rules to live by. They don't have something like the Ten Commandments as rules, outer authority rules to keep us on the straight and narrow. And we teach that God does not judge us and God does not punish us. So we don't have those things to keep us behaving in ways that are proper, in ways that are good. And so Ernest Holmes says, how are we going to know what is right and wrong? We are not going to know. We already know. Every person knows right from wrong in its broadest sense. But we only know it when we turn within and listen. Inside of us, we know what is right and wrong. Inside of us, we know what is good. Inside of us, we know what is in integrity. And so we stop and we check in and we ask ourselves, is what I am doing and what I am saying, how I am behaving, is that in alignment with my soul? And we listen. Is that in alignment? Is this in alignment with my most inner being, the essence of who I am? And we know clearly when we are not in integrity with our values because it doesn't sit right with our soul. It doesn't sit right inside of us. It doesn't sit with our beingness. And so that becomes our guide of how to be in the world. And so as an organization, Centers for Spiritual Living, of which we are a part, has clearly defined values. And so I'd like to share some of those with you. These are values for spiritual living. And they are diversity and inclusivity, education and continued improvement, transformation and evolution, creativity, accountability, open communication, love, compassion, and caring, service, prosperity, and integrity. And so as an organization, we have become very clear about what our values are. Then that becomes the thing that guides us in life. That becomes the thing that we speak to and what it is that we do and what our behavior looks like. That becomes the lantern unto our feet that guides our decisions and choices as an organization. And so I ask you, what are your most deeply held values? What are those things that you hold to be important, to be valuable, the things that create good in the world and in your life? Remember, that which we hold to be good, desirable, important, and valuable. And so on your green insert today, I think it's your green one. Oh, we have a pink insert. It's on your white insert. It says, my most deeply held values are, and I'd like to give you a couple moments to write down a few of those. Look within, what are my most deeply held values? And if you need a pen, Barbara will give you a pen. So if you need a pen, will you raise your hand? I'm going to give you a couple more seconds. And so for me, some of my most deeply held values are integrity and using everything in my life for my growth. That means when stuff shows up that I don't like, I don't get to be a victim. I get to use it for my growth. So it prioritizes how I respond and how I react. Another one is authenticity and, of course, love. And so I'd like to hear from some of you. What are some of your core values? Fairness, honesty, sharing. What'd you say, Kai? Kindness. Say it again. Forgiveness. Empathy.
Awareness.
Service. Loyalty. Commitment. Playfulness. Prosperity. Respect. Respecting other people.
Generosity.
Compassion.
Gratitude. Persistence in right action.
Persistence in right action.
Peacefulness.
Lack of judgment. Communion with others. Do you see how those things inform your behavior? How they prioritize your choices and how you behave in life? What it is that you do, where you spend your time, where you put your energy? That's why it's so important to be aware of what your values are and to remember them, to keep them in the forefront of your consciousness. And so my homework for you this week is to take some time and continue to work on that list, to get clear about what those most deeply held values and principles are that you hold in your heart, and write them down, make a list, and then place that list where you see it on a regular basis. Put it on your computer, or put it where you sit down to do your spiritual practice, or put it in your car. You know, if it's in your car, you're much less likely to flip someone off and yell at someone. Or if peacefulness, like Marisha said, is a priority and a value, you're going to choose the ones that are your values. And like I said, then you're going to feel more satisfied and fulfilled in your life. So write those down and put them somewhere where you can be reminded of what your values are. And then when you err, when you forget, when you make a mistake and step off of or out of those newly clarified values, forgive yourself and step right back on the path, because the next moment counts just as much as that one did. And stepping back on the path, then you get to continue to express out of that value system. That is how you serve yourself and how you serve this world. As a result, you will be being the change that you wish to see in the world. You will be experiencing your most satisfying and fulfilling life, and you will be being who you have come to this planet to be. And so thank you all for walking this path and for bringing your own spirit into this world in a way that is so miraculous and that is such a blessing to everyone that is around you. I thank you. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so right now we take our attention and we turn it from this material world of form and instead turn our attention to that one infinite abiding presence, that one infinite one that is the love, intelligence, creativity, magnificence of this universe, and recognize that it is that magnificent one that is expressing itself in and through and around and as every single thing in this universe. This presence of good, this presence of absolute wholeness and perfection and order and harmony and balance, this presence of good without bounds, this creative intelligence that within itself holds the possibility of every single thing, because this is the infinite mind, the infinite life, the infinite one from which everything springs forward. And so today I recognize that we walk in this presence and with this presence, and that we walk as this presence here on planet Earth, bringing this one most magnificent one into this world as our very selves, as our personalities and as our gifts and as our talents and as those things that we hold to be most dear, those things which we name and see as good and as desirable and as important. That is the voice of the divine within our hearts leading us into our most fulfilling life. That is the voice of that one within us leading us into this best life ever. And that is the voice of the infinite one leading us into being a beneficial presence in this world. And so today we tap into our values and our principles. We tap into our hearts, and we are heart-led, spirit-led, soul-led in this world. And as we do that, what a difference we make in every single one of our interactions, in every single thing that we do and every word that we speak, for we then are becoming conduits for this presence of love and of peace and of wholeness and of beauty in this world. And so I speak this word not just about us, but about every other person on this entire planet, recognizing that each and every single one of us are expressions of this infinite presence. That we are each here today giving way to the divine in a magnificent way, and God is having its way through each of us. And what a blessing it is to participate in this, and how good it is to be a witness to this good unfolding. And so I speak this word also especially for this country and every country right now, for our world leaders and politicians, knowing that that love, intelligence, and absolute wisdom right now is revealing itself in the heart and in the mind of every single decision maker. That presence is the truth and is reality and is the only life there is, and it is unfolding itself right now as the life and the thoughts and the decisions as every one of those people. And so it is with a grateful heart that I say thank you, God, for this and all of this. And so I release this prayer into that perfect law of action, knowing that it is absolutely done now because we have accepted it as so. It is done unto us as we believe. And so we place our consciousness there, and we rest in that. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is.